Dave Ennett is the play-by-play voice of Northwestern, part of the Big Ten. Looking ahead to their upcoming football season, he's standing by the Meyer guest sign. Welcome back, David.
How are you, Bill?
Good. All this talk about realignment, in Oklahoma, Texas got that conversation started again when they went to the SEC, and I just wonder, with this name, image, and likeness, with academics still a priority at some schools, what lies ahead for the Big Ten?
Well, I wish I knew, but I got to think that at some point they're going to dive back into this alignment thing and expansion, and I don't know who it's going to be. I mean, I've heard everything from USC and Pac-12 schools to Iowa State and Kansas, but you just think right now it's sort of like you see what's happening with the SEC, and now the Big 12 is looking around at what's their future, what's going to happen with them. And look, the Big 10 has a track record of expansion over the past, what is it now, about 25, 30 years, going back to Penn State coming in the early 90s. And you know, I've got to think they'll be looking further west at some point and potentially back to the Eastern Seaboard. And but I don't know. I mean, I also think they don't jump into anything. And the one that everybody talks about making the most sense, they already tried with Notre Dame and it didn't work. So, you know, do they make another run at Notre Dame?
Well, as that report said, that each Big Ten member school gets $54 million a year with all their TV deals and Big Ten network, that to let somebody in, they're going to have to be big. You're not going to get a piece of that pie or schools willing to give it up. So I think they'll move when they feel they have to. Northwestern is set. They've upgraded their facilities. What Fitzgerald continues to do with their football program. I love the energy, the vibe, the culture he's created. Now the big question is, with Northwestern in a Big Ten opener against Michigan State, what's the forecast for the Wildcats this year in the Big Ten?
Well, I think this is going to be a good team, and I think the fact that they're being pretty much overlooked by all the preseason top 25s and all of the talk about who might come out of the West this year, nobody's really talking about them. I mean, even though they've won it two of the last 3 years, it's Wisconsin, it's Iowa, it's Minnesota, and yet I think that actually probably works to their advantage a little bit, that people aren't beating the drums for them and talking about them, because they've tended to be to put together some of their best seasons when they have been overlooked going in. And but I think, Bill, defensively, it's a very solid team. Mike Hankowitz, their longtime defensive coordinator, retired, but they got a good one in Jim O'Neill, who's been coaching the NFL for many years, and he comes in, and he's got a lot of returning players on that defense. I don't think they're really going to skip a beat, even though they lose Patty Fisher. And offensively, they just got to settle on a quarterback, but they got some pretty strong candidates for that job. They're going to be good at running back, and their offensive line has steadily improved. So I really think that this is a team that's going to get overlooked again, but when it gets to November, they're going to be in the mix in the Big Ten West.
Dave Ennett, looking ahead to Northwestern, Michigan State, September 3rd, Big Ten season opener for both schools. I love it. The conference has been doing that the last couple of years. I know you're a busy man. Thanks for your time here on the Huge Radio Network.
Hey, Bill, anytime. Good talking to you, buddy.
Yeah, good hearing your voice, Dave Ennett. Had to do a TV spot. I think is he on WGN? I think he is. I really do. I'm looking at Superfly asking him if he actually knows anything about sports. My bad. My bad.